We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi. Hechos Netilas Adayim Simin Kuv Samach. We're in the middle of Sif Yud Beis. We've been discussing using Mei Peiros and Yayin for Netilas Adayim. The Mechaber continues with the third opinion. V'yesh Misha Omer. There's an opinion which says Shekol Mei Peiros Rim LeNetilas Adayim B'Shas Adchak. You're able to use any fruit juice when in an impressing situation. The Rama as a kol shekain the mutter li teodam shasadhag b'sheichar b'edim v'ashamush v'shalin dikar maimim. For sure, if you're in a pressing situation, you'd be allowed to use scat or beer to wash your hands, because those are really mainly water with just some taste to it, as opposed to the fruit juice, which is ikar fruit. The Mishnah explains that this third opinion differentiates between wine and fruit juice, that wine is pasul even b'dieved, while fruit juice is kasher b'shas adchak. And the Mishnah thinks that ledina, one should paskin like this, to be machmir by wine and to be mekil by fruit juice in a pressing situation. In the Shaar HaTzion, he points out that the Elia Rabba is actually machmir even by a fruit juice, because that is the majority opinion in the Rishonim. However, one can be mekil, since this is only a mitzvah derabanan, and it is a shasad chak, and this is how many paskin, including the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Derech HaChaim, and the Chai Adam. However, the Shaar HaTzion concludes that when it comes to a bracha, one should not make a bracha on this Netilas Yadayim when it is done with the Mei Peiros. And when you do get other water, you should use that water. However, in his Sefer written for the soldiers, he says you can even make a bracha on the Mei Peiros b'shas adchak. The Mishnah Berurah explains regarding beer that there's no issue of shinui mara, that it doesn't look like water. And we pointed out in the beginning of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim that shinui mara, when the color changes, it becomes possible. That is not the case over here, says the Mishnah Berurah, because since it is improved, that is not considered to be a shinui. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Be'er HaGra, who disagrees with this logic and says that that would not be the case. So if you'd gimel, tzarech shehei b'mayim revius, there needs to be at least a revius of water that you wash from. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is a takana of the Chachamim. This is what they established for Netilas Yadayim. And when you use that revius, you need to pour it twice on your hands, because the first time it actually cleanses the hands, and the second time it cleanses the water which remains on the hands, which became tame when you poured the first water on it. However, if you pour the entire revius at one time, says the Mishnah Berurah, then we already saw that the hands and the water become pure at one time, and therefore you wouldn't really need to pour a second time. But the Shaar HaTzion says l'chatchila it's still best to pour a second time, because there are some who say that you always need a second pouring, even when the water on the hands is not tame. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says that this whole issue of a revius is only true when there's not a lot of water around. But if you have a lot of water, so it's best to pour the water b'shefa, use as much water as possible to make sure that you get every spot on the hand, and there's bracha involved in how much water you use. The Mechaber continues, Hanimili le'echa, this is true for one person washing his hands. Aval l'shnaim shebo lito ke'echa, but if two people come to wash at the same time, ha'achron ein tzarech, the second person doesn't need a revius of water on his hands. V'afilo b'zarech hazeh, even if you wash one after the other. V'avash lo yafsaka kiluach, as long as there's a continuous flow from one person's hands to the next. How does this work? The Mechaber explains, Ketzad, hay revius vayim b'kli, if there was a revius of water in the kli, u'pashat echad yadav, and one person's hands were underneath it, v'acher yotzeik al yadav, and someone's pouring onto his hands, u'basheni u'pashat yadav l'mat b'menu, and another person puts his hands under the first person's hands, samach liad harishon, right beneath the first person's hands, v'kiluach yored al yado shel rishon u'liyado shel sheni shel l'mat b'menu, and the water now spills onto the first person's hands, and then drips onto the second person's hands, hidei shneihem tahoros. The Netilas Yadayim works for both of them. Even though a revius of water does not come onto the second person's hands, it's okay, because the water that is coming onto his hands is the leftovers of the tahor waters from the first person's hands. So it works even if you do not have a revius. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim, who say that this is only true if the original intention was to wash both people's hands at once. So when the second person sticks his hands under, even though the water already started coming, then a Netilas Yadayim will work for the second guy. However, if this was not their intention to pour the water onto both people's hands, and the guy just sticks his hands under without the person knowing that he was pouring for a second person, then it is like when somebody washes his hands with water which was used by someone else, that it will not work. He would need to dry his hands and wash the Netilas Yadayim again.